two things came to my mind at the end. First thing is faith. Faith in one another, and most of all in a higher power. And then the other thing is guts, man. I mean, our guys just played their hearts out. To be depleted the way we were, especially on offense with the guys going down and the things that happened in this heat, start off the way we did and come back and get stronger as the game went on is such a statement for our guys, and they deserve it. This is a very good football team we played. This team will probably win out. And our guys stepped up and finished in about as good as way you can possibly finish. So I'm really proud of them for that. It was a team victory, and we move on to next week.
What turned it around for you? 10-0 and storm back?
Well, we got a couple stops. I think we started to get a feel for their run game. They were getting the screens on us pretty much the whole game. That's the third element of their option. You know, they stand up and dump the ball out there. But I think we had a feel for their run game a little bit, and that was the key for us.
Is that a sign of a veteran team like this to be down 0-10 early, just not on the road, not freak out, not panic, just stay in your game plan?
Yeah, I mean, all those things are exactly right. You know, we stuck together. We didn't panic. We did stay with our game plan, all three phases. We overcame some things, some penalties and things like that that hurt us. Our pass rush was brilliant. I mean, that's where it started as far as, you know, we got the run slowed down. We got them in some situations that were a little bit longer. Then we got some huge sacks. I thought our coverage was exceptional. You know, we did a really good job, especially on the downfield routes. They completed some balls in front of us, but we came up and tackled really well. The only thing we didn't defend that well was the screens. All the now screens and the quick passes outside, but we rallied and got them down eventually. I think the worst one was the one down inside the 5-yard line. So that's a tough offense to defend.
How important was that touchdown right before the half? I mean, at 8 seconds left, because earlier right. in the year you had one with eight right. seconds and you end up scrambling around not getting a playoff. So this time you did the same thing. You end up with a touchdown.
Thanks for the reminder, Stan. I appreciate that. but that's what we tried to do the time before. We did a good job with that. Make a play there was big. You know, we didn't score down there the other time, which was tough. But you know, to get that touchdown and hang it, you know, to make it 10-7, through all the things that happened in the first half, and to be down three obviously was really important.
John, the fourth and one from your own 35. You talk about the decision when you went.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing, you know, that decision like that just depends on the guys. And I tell you, the guys up front did a great job. I mean, Eugene Monroe came all the way down from his left tackle spot and knocked the guy 4 yards off the ball. I thought, you know, you'd start with Jeremy Zutaw, both guards. When you've got an offensive line like we've got, you got a chance to do something like that, and that was big. I mean, your own territory, it's hard to make that call, but not with our offensive line. I'm proud of those guys for that.
John, did you talk to – I mean, it seemed like the decision was made pretty quick, going forward. Did you talk to anybody? What was the decision process?
We had decided if we got close there, we were going to go for it, you know, if we were within a yard. So it was pretty much the whole series we decided we were going to do that.
Talk about Elvis
Dumervil.
I mean, he set the new Ravens single season sack record today.
Yeah, I mean, Elvis is a great pass rusher. He's a great football player. So for him to get that accomplishment, obviously, is incredible. We're all proud of that. And he'd be the first to tell you, it's not just a one-man show. It's because of all those other guys who are rushing as well, coverage, of course. But when you've got Terrell Suggs and Elvis Dumervil on either side, and then you've got the inside rushers we've got, I'm going to tell you, Purnell, obviously, we know about. Courtney Upshaw is coming on as a pass rusher, too. So Chris Canty had a lot of pressure inside. I can't name those guys all, but, you know, the guy's doing a good job of that.
John, what was the protocol with Torrey?
Yeah. Right. That's a good question. You know, we worked him out pregame. He looked pretty good. And then after that, once we came out for – I'm talking about early in the morning – then when we came out for pregame, right before the game, his knee swelled up and it really tightened up on him. And that's when we, you know, we had already activated him. So then he really couldn't go. It was great. You know, we heard the O. The piano rendition of the national anthem was incredible. And then the O, man, you knew that was coming. So we walked out early. I saw all the purple jerseys there on our side. Some ways it looked like a home game. Then to have them all there at the end, it's a phenomenal feeling. I can just tell you, you know, thanks to our fans, but it's a phenomenal thing to walk over there with the players after a win in a game like this and have all those fans down there around the railing. Those are the kind of things you never forget. You know, those are special moments.
Any injury update on Levine?
No updates on any injuries, but thanks for asking.
Okay. But John, on that 7-yard drive at the end of the first half, Joe ran from it on his own
yeah.
three, 15 yards.
Right.
What do you think about when Joe doesn't run often, but what do you think about
right.
when
I like when he runs. I mean, Joe makes yards when he runs. You know, sometimes Joe's got a very good pocket presence. He can move around the pocket I think, way better than people give him credit for. I think it's really a positive for him. But that was a big play. You know, they were coming after him, just like they did down the other end when we were backed up and they got him. But they opened up the inside rush lane, and Joe recognized it. You know, it's funny, Joe, here he comes. But, you know, we talk about all the other guys, and Joe plays so well and so steady, so consistently, we just kind of take it for granted. You know, he's playing at the highest level. He's playing at the highest level you can play at. And this victory right down here proves it.
John, since the bye, you guys are averaging about 30 points a game. And you talk about, you know, self-defense. Do you feel like the offense is now maybe getting to where, you know, after you're comfortable, really know what your identity is for, like, a moment?
Yeah, I think we've known our identity. You know, we're trying to get good at get really as good as we can get at our identity. We have found some things that we're doing really well. But Gary Kubiak as a coach and our whole offensive staff have just done a tremendous job. These guys are great coaches. It's an excellent system. It fits our personality as a football team. And they just keep coaching every single day. Our players keep working really hard every single day just to get better, just to get a little bit better every day. You know, 1% better than the day before, really. And we talk about that. But our guys, you know, take it seriously, and we've got to keep doing that. And we've got to do that this week again. Yeah, you know, I didn't even think about it. You know, at that point in time, you play with the guys you've got, and the guys did a great job, especially in the heat. I think it hurt us on special teams a little bit. We were a little gassed out there on special teams on some of those returns, and we had some penalties there that resulted in that. But they did a great job, and they played well.
That's Ravens head coach John Hart.